I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Don't you feel like you guys have reverse roles? Like you do all the cleaning, cooking, and then she does like all the...
I mowed the yard yesterday.
BJ.
Yeah, that was to get out of the house. Yes, I swear I did.
Jamie.
He's not kidding. My neighbor asked if he could mow my lawn because they have so many kids. He's like, I just went out of the house. Hey, I'm like, okay.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I want to get a quick update. How was your golf game with the axe?
It was good. We had fun, yeah.
It got rained out, didn't it?
It got sleeted out, actually.
Oh, sleet.
We had sleet. It was cold.
Did you really?
Oh, my God, yeah. It was cold. It got bitter cold.
Yeah.
But I was all bundled up. I was ready for it. I had those hot chilies on, and I was ready for it. And I had two gloves. I played with two gloves on.
Yeah.
And these guys only had one glove.
Yeah.
And so they were all cold and wimpy.
All right. Was there any, you know me, I like the, I like the nasty stuff, okay? Was there any, like, friction between the two of you, or everything's hunky dory?
Everything's fine. There was one weird moment.
Okay.
So these people, they were sitting by us at the bar at the clubhouse.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, what kind of wings did you guys get? And we said, well, we got the regular ones. They were really good, but we got these teriyaki ones and they're really horrible. And we had all eaten one and then put it back on the tray. And they said, can we have them? And they took them.
No.
And they had old, like, discarded ones on there, too.
Like your half-eaten wings?
What? Yes! They took them and they ate them.
They didn't eat the ones you'd already bitten off.
Well, I'm sure they didn't. But still, they were touching. They were touching the other ones.
And I wouldn't want to take another tabletop's food.
Is that so gross? You don't even know us. Nobody knew them. They didn't know us. And they took our food.
They were just that hungry, huh? They're like, give me that.
It was so gross.
No, this is a swanky place.
Yeah, it's a golf club.
Yeah, this is not like you're over at, some little doodle shop. I mean, this is a high-end place.
Well, except for that's the brewery, and so all the hotel guests go there, too.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
you got some sleazy out-of-towners in there,
so I think some people from, like, Iowa were there.
Yeah. I would never do that.
All right, but everything with okie-dokie.
Everything's fine.
Everything was okie-dokie.
Everything was okie-dokie.
Wow.
There was no drama.
No drama.
Yeah.
Well, damn it.
Except for, dude, I had so many layers of clothes on, I could not golf. I could not extend my swing because it bound me every time with the hot chilies on, a sweater. I had a coat on.
You're like the kid from A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Good move. Put your arms down.
Yeah.
I got to give you props that you even went out.
It was cold.
Because when I got home, it was like only noon, and it already started turning.
Yeah.
It got cloudy, got windy, got cold, got
rain. It was windy,
And it was like, there's no way they're going to play today.
I know.
There's no way.
But we only played seven holes.
Yeah.
And then
no drama.
I told you, people can actually be friends. There's no kissy-wissy.
I don't want you to be friends. I want drama.
We're just chill.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I don't know. Some of you flight attendants are a little bossy pants. Little bossy pants.
I agree. No, I agree with you. Sometimes it's the tone.
Yeah.
You just don't. Sometimes you got to be more pleasant when you tell people to put their stuff up overhead. You don't have to be so mean about it.
Bossy pants.
Yeah.
I am only saying this because there's been a few lately situations where flight attendants have decided the dress code for the airlines. There were two girls wearing half shirts. And, which by the way is completely in right now as a fashion do, right? And they were wearing half shirts and, they got kicked off the airplane because their clothing was not appropriate.
Yeah, I studied that picture. They shouldn't have been kicked off. They look great.
Studied it.
They look great. They did.
Hey, Puff, they were like 15.
No, they were 15.
They were young.
They were not young. They were like 20. You know, but here's the thing. I've noticed this. They'll tell you the first time, like to put your luggage up or scoot something under the seat. They'll tell you the second, if they have to tell you a second time, they get nasty then.
Yeah.
That second time is really like, whoa.
I mean, that's not happened to me, but because like I do the right thing, but sounds like you haven't. Well, it was that mask situation.
Yeah. Well,
it just kept falling off.
My last one was, I was having a hard time getting my bag underneath the seat in front of me.
Oh.
The lady, she just kept falling.
So here's how you do that.
What?
Well, I mean, this is going to be something you probably don't want to do because it's not very masculine. But you bring a blanket with you.
Yeah.
And then you put the blanket over your legs. And then that way you can have your luggage under your legs and they don't see it.
Oh, that's actually smart.
Because the blanket is like covering it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually smart, yeah.
No, it's not smart.
It is.
You're breaking every rule. What if you have a problem and somebody
as
has
As long
an
as
exit?
They don't see it, the rule's not broken.
I'm not in an exit row, and I'm always against the window.
You just chastised me because I'm the person that always gets in trouble with them, and then you just gave a tip on what everybody should not do.
Well, don't do it if you're in an aisle row, but if you're
the
in the...
Carson agrees with you.
If you're in the window, I always get the window. That's just my thing because it's easier to sleep against a window. So there, I'm not hurting anybody.
Yeah, but if you're in the middle seat or you're on the end seat, that's a horrible thing to do.
Yeah, probably don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Although it's pretty smart, though. Thank you. You're welcome. All right. Anyway, the reason why I brought it up is because there was a Marine Corps veteran who was removed from a Delta flight and forced to change clothes when a flight attendant said that her suicide awareness shirt was threatening. The shirt said this: "Do not give in to the war within. End veteran suicide." Kicked off the plane and told to change shirts. What?
That's aggressive.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's getting a little crazy. That's a little crazy, don't you think?
Yeah, that one, I don't fully get it because it's really...
End veteran suicide.
I don't know.
Crazy. Threatening. What? My God. All right. Let's see here. Jelly Roll. I guess Jelly Roll, he was at that, what's it called? The
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that thing. Why is that so hard for me? It's Monday. Anyway, yeah, he was there. And first of all, they were talking to different people, blah, blah, blah. And then he, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he warned everybody about how sleazy the music industry is. He wrote, "I learned a lot about how slimy the music business is this week. Don't worry, y'all. I'm going to expose it all soon." Wonder what that's about.
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Jelly Roll. Kind of crazy. Wonder like if he doesn't like his contract or something. Who knows? But he said, "I'll expose it all."
Or so. Maybe they're trying to get him to do something that he's really against or something. I don't know.
Yeah, because remember like Pink, when she did her documentary, they wanted her to be pop and not so hard.
They tried to change her.
Yeah. They told her they didn't like her hair. That's what that whole song is about. They didn't like her hair. They wanted her to be like more Christina Aguilera, sexy and all that. And she was hard.
Yeah.
So I do know that they try to like mold you into something.
But that doesn't really fit sleazy.
Yeah, that's
to
true
me.
Too. Yeah.
He's saying it's a sleazy business. So to me, you're talking about drugs, maybe hookers.
Yeah, but he's married to a hooker and he does drugs.
Well, who is he to talk?
What's his definition of sleazy?
Yeah, right? It must be really bad. Like, really, really bad.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyway, so at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he did sing, what song was it, Schmidl?
"Mama, I'm Coming Home" from Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, because Ozzy got inducted. Here it is.
"But I'm gonna take this heart of stone. I just got to have it all."
What's happening?
"I've seen your face 100 times. Every day we've been apart."
Why is everybody so flat?
"I don't care about the sunshine, yeah."
I don't know.
Maybe they couldn't hear.
It's terrible.
Because Cher also, she was inducted and she sounded horrible.
Every performance that I've heard from last night is just not good.
Oh, it was last night?
Yeah.
I keep saying it was over the weekend. But
who else performed?
Oh, my God. 5 hours of people.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people. We'll get some more audio, see if there's anybody. Will you find some more audio?
Yeah, we got the share audio, too.
I know,
yeah,
but some other, we already heard that one.
I'll look.
Okay. Yeah, like a buttload of people, but it hasn't been impressive, has it?
No, it hasn't.
Did you watch all 5 hours?
No. Okay. No, I just saw snippets.
Was the Golden Bachelor on?
No, it was not. It's on Wednesday nights. Avs were on, though. I watched that.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, good. Avs won, by the way. Yay!
Yeah, man. Two in a row, baby.
Yay. All right. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Mary J. Blige, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, all of those, and A Tribe Called Quest, all of those were inducted.
Yeah, I think they all were deserving, too.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
That's a solid group right there.
Okay, so we know about the big Oasis tour, correct?
Yep.
Correct. Well, guess what? This is bad. These boys still don't get along, these brothers.
No kidding.
So the brothers ended their whole thing back in the day because they got in a huge fight and they hate each other. And they went on social media. They're two brothers and they just tore each other apart and they hate each other. Well, they decided to get the band back together and they're going to have to travel separately. They're going to be in separate hotels all the way around. They're going to have...
You know what? I get it, though.
You do?
Well, if you had to spend 24/7 with your sister.
Yeah, but I don't hate her so much I can't fly with her or be in the hotel.
But if you've been together all your life.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, these two guys have been together all their lives, you know, back when they toured before and whatever. I mean, I kind of get it. If I were with my brother that long, I'd have the same requirements, I think.
The two will have their own dressing rooms and will travel to the venue separately. They'll only be together on stage, and that's it.
I feel like this tour is going to last one concert.
Me too.
And that's it. They're going to get into it on stage, because, and it's going to be...
Yeah, because they still don't really talk, so they're just going to hit each other with guitars.
You literally can't be backstage together, and then you're going to go out and perform?
That's what it says. That is crazy. That's really not liking somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is nuts. Did you find anything, Schmidel? No.
Not yet, no.
Okay.
He's under the gun.
I was reading about him.
Oh.
So I was trying to find a good one.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
And then finally, Jason Kelce fell asleep at Taylor Swift's concert. He took his two littles to the concert, and his wife went too. And he was sawing logs. I wonder what Taylor thinks of that, because it went viral.
I got a feeling he's got some explaining to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's not going to take to that very kindly.
Well,
you know?
I'd be mad.
That is so boring that you fell asleep.
Yeah, I'd be really, I mean, like if I'm up there singing and I see my future brother-in-law, be like, are you kidding me? No more tickets for you.
No, but. I kind of feel like a couple of people fell asleep during this broadcast here.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Well, thanks. All right,
Wake up! Wake up!
Tabloid trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just want to mention from the weekend, the sports teams in the area did very well. CU won.
Yep.
Yep. They kicked butt. And CSU won, too.
Yeah, they sure did.
So we've got a couple of teams that did well over the weekend. And the Broncos are on a roll, too.
I think I think Mines is doing well as well.
Are they?
Yeah, I think they are.
Colorado School of Mines?
Yep.
All right, well.
Remember, because they won, like, the championship or
they
something?
Went back-to-back yeah. Pretty good. To the championship.
They're always good, aren't they?
They are good.
All right, BJ and Jimmy, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jimmy.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jimmy. Just over 1 week, it's Halloween.
I was just watching these videos, this compilation of videos of where husbands scared their wives.
Yeah.
And their wives beat the crap out of each and every one of them. They didn't know that it was really their husband. And one of them got knocked out. Another one got kicked in the nuts.
Ooh.
One almost got hit with a hand. She had a hammer in her hand. Do not scare your wife when she has a hammer in her hand.
Oh my God. Wife loves to scare Frog.
Oh, really?
She will scare the crap out of him.
You're not fun to scare. I tried to scare BJ before, and I'm like, rah! And he goes, oh, crazy.
Either that, or I'll come out swinging.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll swing something like, whoa, get the hell away from me. You know? All right, I got a question for you.
Okay.
There's a story this morning about a restaurant in Minnesota, and that restaurant in Minnesota is limiting everybody that comes in with children to two drinks. That's it. And it's catching a lot of heat for it.
Why?
I'm with you, Jamie. It's a restaurant. They can make their own rules.
Yeah.
Who cares, right? Right. I mean, doesn't the Rio here in town, don't they limit you to two margaritas or something like
that?
I think so.
I mean, I don't,
I don't get it. I don't get it. But wasn't it you that one time called the police on somebody you saw leave a restaurant?
I don't think so.
Did you do that? Who was it that I'm trying to think of?
I don't think I did.
I thought it was you, that you had seen somebody in a restaurant. They had children, and they appeared to be intoxicated.
I'm a tattletale?
Well, I don't know. I was in that position once. And that's why I'm bringing it up. And it's haunted me to this day.
Oh, that you didn't call?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it really does. But they were in a restaurant, and I remember exactly where we were at. They had a couple of kids, two kids with them. And they were a little obnoxious. You could tell why, which, you know, I've been there, done it. Okay. But when they left there, it was like, oh, man. I don't feel good about this.
Yeah.
And I've had that. It's like a guilt. It's like I should have called, but I did it. I don't want to be a rat. I'm a snitch.
You're a snitch. You'll get in the ditch.
Yeah, but this restaurant's catching heat from patrons saying that they shouldn't limit how many drinks. They can do whatever they want to do.
Well, I mean, I get it if you're like alone with a kid, but if you're with like your husband or your boyfriend or whatever, you have a kid, like, can't you?
Yeah, usually one stays sober and the other one can have a couple.
Not always. No, I don't know.
I don't know either.
No. But you're missing the point. It's a two drink maximum for whomever.
For both parents.
Yeah, for both parents. So that means if one doesn't drink, then there's no maximum.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Are you sure? I think what they're saying. So let Bree and Carson go to that restaurant, right? She's not drinking. He's only allowed to have two?
Yeah that kind of seems unfair.
He could have her two, too, so he could get four.
Yeah, he could get four.
Wait, do we know that's the rule?
I don't think that's the rule, but that's a way to skirt around
now
it.
Now you guys are just making up crap.
Like, if I'm not driving and Bree's going to drive, then I should be able to have however many drinks I want.
10.
10, 15, whatever.
Look, I mean, the way I see it is, it's a restaurant. It's a private business. They can do whatever the hell they want to do.
That's true.
If you don't like it, don't go there, right?
Right.
And if you're there with children, then you probably, even if you're the person that's not driving, you probably don't want to have 10.
I mean, I agree with that.
Just go to sleep and ignore the kids.
Fine. I mean, you're going to hate life tomorrow when you got to wake up, bud.
Yeah, you might not. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's a Monday. Man, thunderstorms came through here earlier this morning.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hey, you mentioned off air, Jamie.
Yeah?
That you had to quit buying from ads.
For what?
You said you had to quit buying from ads that you're seeing.
Dude, I have a real problem. Okay. No, I'm not even kidding. It's bad. It's really, really, really bad. So you know how a long, long time ago, Home Shopping Network came on TV, right?
Yeah.
And we'd sit there and we'd like watch Suzanne Summers and she'd be like, you got to get this. And you're like, oh, that's cute, Suzanne. But it made it too hard, right? Because you'd have to call in the number and then give them.
But it was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
I remember my mom just shopping, you know, sitting there and I was like, whoa, mom, you should get it. And then we're like, oh, it's too hard. You got to call. You got to give them your credit card number, all that stuff. Well, they have this thing that's brand new. It's called Apple Pay.
One click.
And it will destroy. It will destroy you. So yesterday I made a vow because now why I bring up Home Shopping Network is because basically on my feed, no matter what it is, no matter if it's X, no matter if it's Facebook, Instagram, it doesn't matter, whatever. I'm bombarded, even in Reels, where I like to go into Reels and I watch them, then an ad pops up. And it's Home Shopping Network again, but only it's in a beautiful little 10-second package that you believe in. For example, I need to have my water alkalined. I need alkaline water and hydrogenated or whatever. Right. So I bought this thing that you push a button for 10 seconds, and I think it puts like hydrogen in your water. I don't know what it puts in your water. It puts something in your water.
I think I've seen that, though.
Yeah.
I think I've gotten that ad.
I bought it.
Okay.
I haven't used it yet.
Yeah, but still.
But Joe Rogan said you got to.
And so
I said, okay, Joe, I'll do it. And then there's this NAD stuff and NMN stuff. And Joe Rogan's like, Jamie, you got to buy this. And I was like, okay, Joe. So I bought the set of NMN and NDB and whatever.
The NAD is really popular right now.
Really popular. Yeah, really it's popular. On every ad. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I got to get myself some.
So then the reason why I just stopped is I bought a $130 fruit strainer.
What?
Yeah. That's when the, like...
You mean like a juicer?
No, not that. What's cool.
A strainer.
Like a colander. It's $130. Well,
yeah, you can get that at King Soopers.
Yeah.
For like $2.
Well...
No, this one's special.
This one is amazing. And it what it does, it has some light therapy or something for your vegetables. And it kills all the bacteria. It takes off all the pesticide with its light therapy. You just put all your food in there and push a button. The light goes beep. All of a sudden, boom. No pesticides.
Sanitary vegetables.
Yeah, I haven't received it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
I like how you've decided to clean the pesticides off after your kid leaves.
Well,
probably should have done this 17 years ago.
No, you know what I used to do it as a pain in the butt is I squeeze lemon all over it.
Yeah.
All over the fruit. Oh, that's how I used to do it. Yeah.
So. They do make it so easy, though. I'll give you an example. So a couple of nights ago, last Thursday, I was going to buy something, okay? And I'm on eBay. I went to eBay to buy it. And I purchased this. And then I had to go search because it happened so quick. It's like, order's been placed.
Yeah.
It happened so quick. I had to go searching to find out where it was charged to.
And what you bought?
Yeah. Well, no, I knew what I'd bought, but I didn't know what card.
Oh.
The phone had approved it, but it didn't tell me where I approved it, you know? Did I buy it from PayPal? Did I buy it from my bank account? Did I do it from a credit card? I don't even know where I bought this thing from. But they make it so easy now.
So easy.
All you got to do is click a button.
Well, my newest obsession is, I'm just so embarrassed, is Muesli.
What is Muesli?
It's stuff for your face.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm really into Muesli now.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, like, if you have a little dark spot or anything, they make this stuff. All the testimonies say it really works. So,
yeah.
I bought some Muesli yesterday, and even though I promised myself no more.
Yeah.
But then the Muesli had some other stuff for, like, your
turkey neck.
Your décolleté, or you could call it that.
Turkey neck.
Décolleté.
No, turkey neck.
And so I bought that, and that was, like, $150.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And if you subscribe to them, then it's only $79.
Yeah, you get, like, 20% off.
Yeah. But if you only one-time purchase, $130. So I subscribed.
You don't even have the turkey neck.
No, I know, not yet, but...
You got to prevent it.
But because Muesli says I need to do preventative maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's all about prevention.
Man, seems like you're all set.
Yeah. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I'm just, all I do is blow through money, BJ. It's my kids in college.
I know.
No, it's just dumb. It's Saturday morning. I accidentally woke up at 4 a.m. What do? You get on your phone. You start looking at reels. And then you watch Joe Rogan tell you what to buy. And then you buy it because you're like, Joe Rogan's cool.
Jamie, it's gotten so bad at my house. And my wife, I mean, she orders and orders and orders. Just like you. Just like you. I can literally be standing outside. And if I see that UPS truck, if I see an Amazon truck coming up the road, I know where they're headed. I don't even have to second guess.
Yeah.
They're coming to my house. I'm ready to accept it because I know exactly where they're headed.
This is the downfall of America right here. It is. Well, listen, we're all overspending. We're also doing that pay later crap.
Yep.
We're in debt to our eyeballs because everybody picks the pay later thing.
Yeah.
You know? It's so convenient.
Right?
Yeah.
And then we get all this crap. I mean, literally Chinese crap.
I do get how all these brick and mortar stores are going out of business, though.
Yeah.
I mean, your big lots and all this, all these little stores. And
because I'm shopping at 4 a.m. That's why.
Nobody's getting off their couch and going anywhere, man. We're all doing it. And this Christmas is going to be exactly the same thing. Everything's going to be done online.
Mm-hmm. Do you know I've actually bought the same shirt 3 times from Amazon and didn't even realize it? Until I organize my closet.
Really?
Yeah, that's a problem.
They all three have the tags on them, and they're all three the same.
I told you what my wife does. She'll order 3 different sizes of the same shirt or boots, whatever, just to see which one fits and send the others back.
I don't return anything.
Bree does it all the time.
It's like what?
Like different outfits, all same sizes she'll try on and keep the ones that she likes.
I have intentions of returning stuff.
Yeah.
But they're just in the garage.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's a free app, and you can get the podcast there later on today. I just saw where Target, because we were talking about shopping and online, Target CEO just said that it's going to be a grim Christmas. that a lot of people don't have money, not going to be spending the way that we used to spend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know. I want gifts.
You know, but just based on going to the grocery store yesterday, because I don't usually like go to the grocery store. I eat out a lot. But I went yesterday. I'm like, because I'm going to eat healthy now. Don't even get me started. Anyway, but I went yesterday and I'm like, God, it's expensive.
It is expensive.
So crazy. Yeah. I only have just me to buy for. It's not even my kid anymore. Yeah. And I was like, damn.
So that means when we do presents for each other in here, then we're going to have to reset the limit to like $10.
Okay.
Okay.
Because we're all broke.
That works exactly.
For me. I'm totally about that.
Yeah, we're fine. That's great.
I gotta tell you, I love the fact that the holiday season is about to start. I really do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You're not even involved in it. You sit on your ass and watch football for 10 hours and you haven't decorated at all for Halloween and you have a little guy.
That's exactly why I love it.
Why?
Football.
Oh,
football.
Football is not holidays.
Yes, it is. It really cranks up. You get to the playoffs and everything else. But we have Halloween coming up next week. Then quickly we'll get into Thanksgiving, and then Christmas is here before you know it.
I was looking at the World Series because I'm a Dodgers fan.
Really? You're a Dodgers fan?
I like the Dodgers.
You can't like the Dodgers if you are in Colorado.
Why not?
We hate the Dodgers.
I like the Dodgers.
No, it's just like football. If you're a Bronco fan, you hate Kansas City. You hate the Chiefs, okay? We have a team that we hate in baseball.
I don't play by the rules.
And that baseball team is the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Well, I love the Dodgers. I'm a Dodgers fan. So listen, anyway, because you know why? Because they do their wieners better. All wieners in L.A., in California, are better than all the wieners in Colorado. Trust me on that one.
Really?
All the ones I've tried, the California wieners taste way better than the Colorado wieners.
Gotcha.
Trust me.
You're a wiener expert.
I am. And the California ones are far better.
Why?
So many reasons. Really?
Just name one.
They're longer. The Dodger dog is longer.
Oh. The Dodger dog?
Yeah, it's longer.
I've never had one. Been to Dodger.
It's about this long.
Really?
Yeah.
A foot long?
Yeah, it's pretty long.
That's a big
one. And they also lock up their onions. Yeah. So you don't have the big vat of gross onions.
Oh, the cesspool vat.
Yeah, it's got a crank on it and it just comes out.
That is nice.
Yeah.
I will say throughout baseball, they are known for the hot dog. They really are. The Dodger dog is supposedly, I've never had one.
Delicious.
The best there is in ballparks.
Anyway, okay. The reason why I bring it up is because they were talking about the prices of the tickets because the World Series has been named, right? And it's the Dodgers take on somebody in New York.
Yankees.
Right. And so the cheapest ticket that you can buy right now to see the Dodgers play in Los Angeles is $1,100 at the very tippity top. $1,100. The most expensive is behind home plate in the clubhouse, and that's $37,500 on StubHub.
Oh, wow.
$37,500 for one ticket.
Wow.
On StubHub.
Oh, my God.
I know.
This is Taylor Swift stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
$37,500.
Wow.
And that's the first game, the one that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah, if they get to a game seven or six, like that.
It's going to get nuts.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. But you got so much money out there, you know?
That's true.
And these Dodger tickets, you got to figure, they're probably one of the highest priced, them and the Yankees both, probably the highest priced tickets in the league, during the season.
I buy stupid stuff, but $74,000 for two tickets to the first game, that just seems...
Yeah.
I think you have to be a Saudi prince or something.
Yeah, well, or a movie executive out there.
Elon
Musk. You can do it that way, too.
Crazy.
All right, the World Series, I think, starts on Friday in Los Angeles, right?
Yep.
I think so. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Monday. Rain out there.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Now, I'm a little confused by this. Now, I know because we saw Dan DeRue from Fox 31 down there at Union Station today. What exactly is the big train?
Big boy.
It's called Big Boy?
Yeah, it's called the Big Boy.
Like the Shoney's Big Boy?
Yeah, it's a Big Boy train.
Like that kid outside with a hamburger?
Yeah, the Big Boy train. It is called that, yeah.
So it's super
It's
large?
It's a million pounds.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And it's in town.
It is in town. I don't know what's going on, but it's in town. Somebody said you could buy tickets on it for like $500. I don't know if that's true.
So you can actually ride it, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
It runs?
It's a Union Pacific train. Yeah.
I'm confused.
Okay.
Is it an engine?
Steam
that's
engine.
Super
yes.
big?
Super big.
Yeah.
That's why they call it Big Boy. Haven't you seen it?
No.
It's gigantic.
It is massive.
To me, it looks like it would bend all the rails, but.
So the cars that it pulls.
Are normal.
Are normal.
Yeah.
So it really stands out then.
It's gigantic.
And you can buy tickets to be in the Big Boy?
No, I think like in the cars behind
yeah,
it. Yeah.
And they're normal size. Yeah. Though, right?
Right. But still being pulled by Big Boy. I don't know. I have this weird desire to like stand up by a railroad track and watch it go by. And I don't know why, but I do. I really, I want to do this.
So, Spadil, are you looking up Big Boy?
I am.
All right. So how long, where at, I mean, Union Station, I guess, but what's going on with Big Boy?
All right. So it looks like at 9 a.m., it's going to depart from Kansas to Denver. That's today. And then it'll get to Stroudsburg by 3:45.
Oh, so it's not down there yet?
No. It's coming here.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
All right.
Big Boy's on the way.
And then 4:15, it departs to a private Union Pacific employee event in Denver that will happen on Tuesday. Then Wednesday, it'll depart from Denver at 9 a.m. At 12:35, it'll be in Greeley, and then it'll depart from there at 1 o'clock.
I want to stand by a railroad track and see it.
What time tomorrow again? Down at Union Station. I'm trying to draw up some plans here for Jamie.
Tomorrow's like, I think there's a private party or something.
There's a private party on Tuesday, which they'll be getting ready for on Monday, like at evening.
Today is Monday.
Tonight.
So yeah. Tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah.
You can watch it drive from Stroudsburg to wherever Monroe Street crossing is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
For Big Boy.
Yeah, all that steam.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you really don't know about this train?
No, never heard of it.
Really?
Until I saw the report this morning, Dan DeRue down there with his giant stick.
Yeah.
We were even talking about it at paintball practice yesterday.
See? Yeah.
Someone just randomly brought it up.
It's a big deal, that Big Boy.
Yeah, especially at paintball.
I mean, it's 1 million pounds. 1 million pounds.
I've not heard of Big Boy.
And steam pushes it.
Right, where does it originate from? I mean, where does it stay all year round?
At the Big Boy.
Big Boy.
At the Big Boy thing.
Holding facility.
But until this event.
At the Big Boy garage.
It says that they were built specifically for the Union Pacific Railroad, and then they went out of service. A lot of them are still residing at museums.
But what I'm saying is, before this event that's happening in Denver, had you ever heard of it before?
Yeah, of course.
I'd never heard of this Big Boy.
I have.
I have not. No.
Yeah.
I believe it's really old. Because I remember,
well,
I feel like
steam it is.
I feel like my grandfather and I like stood by a railroad track and watched it go by.
It does say they were built in the mid-1900s.
Yeah.
1940s, and they served in World War II.
Because my grandfather was a train enthusiast, like he loved trains. I feel like we watched it go by when I was little, and we put like pennies on the track and stuff.
If you're a big fan of trains, Big Boy's coming to town.
It's cool.
It does look pretty sweet.
Right? I'm not crazy. You're crazy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network.
Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hollywood news and gossip without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
You know, people like you just, ugh.
What do you mean? What did I do?
That chain's not even that big. It doesn't even look big to me. That chain doesn't even look big.
I expected it to be like...
It's massive.
I expected it to be more like Andre the Giant.
It is next to these people. If you stand next to a regular engine, you know, you come up to like there. That train is so tall and massive. Those people look like teeny tiny ants.
I think seeing it on TV is different than actually being there.
But not if you compare the people's bodies.
What does that mean?
Like when you're looking at it on TV, BJ, it doesn't seem that impressive. But I think if you're actually standing by it, it's like, whoa.
So you didn't think it was that impressive seeing it on TV. That's what I'm hearing.
No, I thought it was impressive.
I think both of you guys are dumb. Obviously, the train looks 10 pounds heavier on TV.
Right, but what I'm saying is that he perceived it as not as big on TV.
No, that's what I'm saying. You were looking at it like that.
25 big boys were built during World War II, but only 8 survived. Number 4014, which is here in town, is the only one of the 8 still in operation and remains the world's largest operating steam locomotive. I like these helpful hints. As it comes through Denver, here's what you need to know if you're chasing the big boy steam engine. They remind all fans of big boy to keep safety top of mind. It says stay 25 feet back from the tracks when taking pictures or viewing the colossal locomotive. Or it's not that big locomotive.
It's just very long.
That means never take a picture or video standing on the truck as it's approaching.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Well, yeah, it blows off steam and it could barbecue you.
Well, not only that, it could roll over you.
Yeah, you're not going to stand in front of it.
Never climb on the locomotive or the equipment. There is a steam locomotive tracking map. You can go to upsteam.com to see where it's located. So upsteam.com. And Dan DeRue is right now at Union Station.
I wonder if they're expecting like thousands down there.
Oh, I don't know.
Big boy.
I know that hundreds line the track.
You know, I haven't been. I've been in that Union Station one time.
Yeah.
When it was first built.
You should go down there around Christmas time when Santa's there. It's beautiful.
Are all the restaurants still there?
There's like two.
Yeah, they've got a series down there and stuff. Yeah.
But they have a great hotel.
Looks
is
awesome.
Is it the Hartford Hotel?
I don't think it's going to Union Station.
Oh, you don't?
No. Because what I'm seeing is it's going to Monroe Street Crossing, which is a station in Strasburg, and then it's going to go from Strasburg to Greeley to a 10th Street Crossing. Yeah. And
it's
then
not even coming to Denver?
It's not. No. It's going to Strasburg and then Greeley.
I think...
That's not even close to here.
I don't know if that's right, but okay.
Well, that's... So 9 News, their thing says it's going to make 2 stops, and the 2 stops that they have listed are Strasburg and Greeley.
Oh, great.
But it might go through here.
It might, like, I don't know. Well, no, because Strasburg to Greeley is...
Go to upstream.com. That's what that's
all
what
this for nothing.
Upstream.com. Upstream.com! Anyway, what's it saying there?
It's just showing me that it's in Sharon Springs, which is in Kansas.
And then where does it go from there?
It'll go to Strasburg from Sharon Springs.
Then to Greeley.
I see a yellow line through Denver.
Yeah. And then up to Greeley.
It's going to Denver. It says
it's not stopping at Union Station, according to this article.
It says Denver Union. Yeah, it says it will.
I hate the show so much.
Me too.
I don't know. It just
it should have just been left alone.
Big boy.
Just go to upstream.com. It tracks it is going through Denver.
Good luck.
Oh,
good luck catching it.
Did you guys see this? It says there are 2 different types of men that women should not be around or date. And those are the really, really hot guy and the really, really ugly guy.
Spadelli Carson.
No, because it said really, really in front of each one of those.
Yeah. Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Take it back, so guys. Neither, sorry about that.
Neither one of them qualify
that. I on that one.
Yeah. Neither one qualify because it said really, really.
Really, really.
Really, really.
Really ugly guys and really good looking guys.
Yeah. Because they are the most aggressive towards women and the, you know, just jerks to women. They don't know why. It said in all the studies, it's either the really hot guy or the really ugly guy.
Because the really, really hot guy is going to be like full of themselves, egotistical.
Yeah, I guy. Don't need
I wonder at what point in ugly that you really cross that line of being real. You know what I'm saying?
Is it really, really?
I mean, you can be ugly,
yeah,
but you're not really ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point you cross that line. Is it a zit? What happens?
I need to see the diagram.
I mean, what happens?
Well, I think there's a few things, okay? First of all, I think probably, you know, a couple lazy eyes. Right? Look like this. And then you have like an overbite. So look at this. This
yeah, is you would already have that.
I know. Look at this.
You would already have that though, Jamie.
But that's really, really.
Right. But you would already, that would be established. I'm just saying if you're teetering right on the edge, is there something that puts you into the
what
really?
What puts you over?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, God, this is great, you guys. This was so funny. It went viral. So I don't know if y'all have ever been to SeaWorld, but it's pretty fabulous, right? And then they have this section that's called the, you know, like it you're going to get wet section, right? And you know when you sit there that you're going to get.
Splash zone.
Yeah. Splash zone is the right word. That's what they call it. And so you sit there on purpose because the whale will splash you. The whale took a gigantic doogie. I mean, the biggest whale doogie you've ever seen. And this was not a solid doogie, a floater. This was moist.
Yeah. It spread out. It spread out.
Well, it has to be moist. He's in the water.
Well, you still would think it could be a log. Ducks give logs.
In the water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, a duck's... Never mind.
No, I feel like, gosh, what are those fish that will eat each other?
Piranhas?
No, the
betas.
Betas. Yeah. I've seen a beta poop before.
Yeah,
and it's
they
like
come
stringy.
Goldfish, yeah. Same thing. Goldfish,
it's
stringy.
Not, yeah, it's not liquidy. It's like stringy.
You've been to like when Walmart used to sell goldfish and you've watched them run around with a big turd out their butts.
Can we finish the story?
You're the one that wanted to argue about solid
we're,
turds.
We're debating it.
Why are you rubbing your head?
So the whale.
Right.
The whale. Yeah.
So anyway, so this was this is moist whale. I mean, an explosion. The whale comes back around and then splashes the entire crowd with the brown stuff.
Oh my God, it's so gross. The kid looking at the camera's like, oh!
He's so sad because he knows he just got hit with whale doo-doo. It's so awful. We'll put it on our Facebook page.
I'm surprised SeaWorld is still open.
No, they do a whole thing now. They're all rescued.
They are?
Oh, yeah. They do a whole...
they tell us.
Oh, my God. They do a whole movie
they
about...
They don't live in a tank anymore, nothing like that. Yes, they do.
I know they do, but they're rescued. Like,
the perception.
Yeah. This Matt the whale got hit by a prop. And
he could never survive in the wild.
Exactly.
Ever again.
Yeah.
So here he is. We'll sell tickets for him to jump for you.
It's literally whale propaganda.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. He could never live in the wild again. Well, why don't you give it a try? I got a feeling he'll be fine.
I know. I mean, we were kind of, my kid was only like 10 when we went, but he's still like, can you believe this crap, Mom? They're trying to sell us up on that big screen.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they got dolphins. They got all this stuff. No, they can't make it out there.
No, no, no. SeaWorld is a great place because all the humanitarian work they do, even though it's not, I don't know what you would call it. Well-itarian.
Yeah.
Well. All right. What else did I want to tell you? Hold on. There was something else. Oh, did my music run out?
No, it's still
there. Oh, okay. You didn't tell me how much time I have because I could go on and on and on and
it's
on.
It's too late.
Okay. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
You didn't have to stop like that. I'm just saying. All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Now, here's my plan, okay? Since you're asking.
I am asking.
Right. I've yet to decorate for Halloween. I've got a 6-year-old. What the heck am I doing? I'm a bad dad.
It's bleach.
You can dunk them?
Yeah, dunk them in water and bleach.
Dunk it,
pumpkin? If you dunk your pumpkin after you carve it, make a mixture of bleach and water, and you dunk it in that, and it'll keep it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, of course, killed the wildlife, but that's
no
fine.
Kidding.
Yeah.
It's a bleach bath.
Yeah. Anyway, what? All right, going back to you.
So I've yet to do anything. I told Jamie, I said, I got to do something today. Because if he comes home today from school, and he's in school now, so he won't hear this. But if he comes home from school and he sees a few pumpkins in the yard, maybe some of those plastic, looks like skeleton hands.
Okay.
Maybe a couple of tombstones here
nice,
and there. You know,
nice.
Whatever. I think that'll be sufficient to at least get a...
Don't you have blow-ups? Don't you have big blow-ups?
Yeah, I probably won't get to the blow-ups today.
Dude, how hard is it? All you got to do is plug it in.
Seriously.
There's no decorating involved. It's an extension cord and a plug.
It'll take you 10 minutes, if that.
No, it's not the putting them up. No, listen.
I can't get the extension cord out.
Let me explain, okay?
Yeah.
They're under such a pile of junk that it would take me forever, and I just don't feel like digging them out. Because they're in a bin that we've put everything on top of because we're doing the basement.
Right.
And I would have to go through that whole pile to find them at the bottom of the pile.
Is it too much work for your kid?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Come on.
You ask.
You're only going to have so many of these times. Only going to have so many Halloweens.
Yes.
You should probably do what you, I mean, you go over the top
out.
Every time.
Four pumpkins, two skeleton hands, and a tombstone.
Oh, my God.
Looking good.
And a tombstone pizza.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, way to go. Way to go. Way to kill the bears, Jamie.
I was just reading the instructions that were given to me. That is not my fault.
Well, wait a minute. What instructions?
The instructions on how to keep your pumpkin lasting longer.
Where'd you get them from?
WWW Internet.
Google.
SaveBobPumpkins.com?
Yeah. No, actually, they gave it like top 10 reasons. But
all right.
Everybody's very upset because I said, I read it like from the actual list and it said, dunk them in bleach and water. But everybody is reminding me, and it is a great point, that if you do that, you kill the wildlife that munch on them.
All right. So on that website of www,
yeah.
They need to put a footnote on there. If you live in New York City, or you're in a very, you're in a high rise, let's say, in Manhattan
Urban living.
Or Los Angeles, then it's okay. You can use the bleach. But if you're in Colorado, right here where we are, probably not a good idea. Is that safe to say?
That is safe to say. They do recommend other things, too. WD-40.
WD-40?
Yeah, it'll prevent it from freezing.
Fire up an animal, too.
It does mention fire. It says don't light it in depth for 24 hours after you spray it with WD-40.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, you mean the candle.
Yeah, the candle. Yeah. It'll catch on fire. So that's probably pretty bad for animals, too. I probably wouldn't use that one. Then there's another one. You could take you wipe peroxide all inside the cavity and everything because it's really about the fungus that takes it away.
Yeah.
I feel like peroxide will be fine.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Let's look that one up, too.
Okay.
Spadell, can you look into the peroxide? Also look up arsenic. I'm thinking arsenic works.
The other one is vegetable oil. It'll keep the pumpkin.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Says.
I would think that would be okay.
Yeah, probably give them the squirts.
Squirts is better than dead.
Well, that is true.
If I had to choose.
Yeah.
And then the one that everybody should actually use is that there's an organic pumpkin spray available at your local pumpkin patches. That don't harm the animals, but keep the pumpkin fresh.
Oh.
So probably go with that one.
Okay, cool.
So we went through all those chemicals to get to there's a spray that you can buy.
So?
All right. There you go. There's your PSA of the day. There is a spray you can buy.
Yep.
So all organic. Those ingredients that Jamie talked about, don't use them. Okay. Boom.
BJ and Jamie.
Just want to remind people that are tuning in and asking on Textnado, wanting to know how the outing went with Jamie and her ex-boyfriend, Okie Dokie.
Yeah.
It was awful because there was no drama.
At all.
No.
There was no problem.
Which makes it awful
no
for
drama.
Me.
No drama.
I want drama. I want awful. I mean, I want good. Good,
I told
hot
you
stuff.
That we can be friends. He and I can be friends. There's no problem.
Well, I'm just hoping and praying that it falls apart at some point.
Oh my God. There was no problem. I mean, the only problem was it was just cold. Man. It was freezing.
Are you seeing the snow they're getting in the mountains?
Yeah.
Man, oh, I know, man. I think Loveland ski area got 10 inches. Now, I don't know how much it takes to pack it in before they can open up. But
well,
I,
they'll use the guns, probably.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, I don't know how long it's going to take before they have enough snow up there to actually open up, because they kind of float that, you know?
I always think that's so weird. Like, when you drive here, we're right here, everything's great. You start driving, you get to Genesee, and the next thing you know, you're like, oh my God, we're going to die!
It is crazy how quickly it changes. Yeah, right?
Didn't part worlds. Of the mountains down south, didn't they get like 2 feet of snow?
Yeah,
I think 21
inches.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Man,
but
oh,
it's
man.
Just the weirdest feeling, because you really think you are going to die on I-70.
It's amazing.
And you're like, nobody knows what's happening right now.
It is amazing. The difference, and we all know that, but it's still
so weird,
mind-boggling every year when it happens.
It is true.
But it is snowing, and it's snowing right now. In fact, it's snowing hard. I think in Vail, 6-7 inches of snow, so it's coming down up there.
But isn't it going to get like hot again? You weren't going to do weather.
I don't know.
It's going to be
no forecast. I'm just saying what's already happened. Mm. No, that was the deal, Jamie.
I know, but I asked you a question leading you into talking about weather. That's on me. Yep.
No. Here's what I'm not going to do again. I'm not going to predict what the weather's going to be. If it's already happened and occurred, we all know it, and it's accurate, okay?
Right.
Because it happened.
But then I said, isn't it going to get warm later in
but
the
But I
week?
Didn't answer that.
Well, because I stopped it. I said, oh, God.
No, I wasn't going to answer that.
You remembered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not going
to
answer
Hey, we are doing a really fun thing here at the radio station, if anybody wants to participate. It'll go to charity. We're all taking bets on if, in fact, BJ will decorate anything in his yard today.
All right. I'll bet everybody in this room
$10. Okay, hold on, though. But just buying pumpkins and putting them out, that doesn't really count.
You didn't write the rules. Okay? So, yeah, clam up, buddy. All right, $10 that I don't do something for Halloween.
$10.
Today.
Yep.
$10.
$10.
Boom.
Okay.
I'll send you a picture.
Okay. All right.
You're going to owe me $10. You're going to owe me $10.
No,
you're
going to
owe me $10.
Yeah, I agree, Dad.
Oh, now we're going to back out, are we? Yeah.
That's
a cocky, are we? Yeah.
I haven't. I still believe in you.
I'm not going to do it now just because it's between me and you. And I know that you never pay me and I don't pay you. So we don't really care one way or the other. If it were these two, I'd take them on, man. Yeah, I'd get me a $10 bill from both of them.
All right.
BJ and Jamie.
Da, da, da.
Don't forget the Powerball tonight.
Oh, is it?
Half a billion.
It's tonight?
Yeah.
I always forget.
Yeah, Powerball tonight. $500 million, man. Need a Colorado winner. All right, we got to go.
Wow, you just speeded quick.
Yeah. I got to go get my pumpkins. Got to go. Can you believe Halloween's going to be a week from Thursday?
It's crazy,
That's
isn't it?
Great, yeah. Man. All right, everybody have a great day today. Enjoy. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.